Affinity would be the consideration resulting from the degree of duplication. The reality is simply the degree of duplication. Agreement. And when you get two objects duplicating each other, you get a copper pole and a copper pole, you will get a flow between the two of them. If they're complete opposites, you get the flow in one direction in terms of polarity. But they have to be similar poles. And there you get an agreement. Well, you get a solidity if you get a perfect duplication becomes a nothingness. See now, a perfect duplication becomes a nothingness. Let's define a perfect duplication. A perfect duplication of something would be another of it, which occurs in the same space as, and which uses the same energy and mass as, and which has the same form as, and which incidentally contains the same considerations as, the original. In other words, it'd be same place, same mass. And when you do that, you get nothing. But that's in the same place, isn't it? Now let's put these two things, which are just alike, across a slight distance. We can test this out in electricity. We put two poles that are exactly alike, a slight distance apart. They just sit there. They do not deteriorate. You have to this degree, if they will simply sit there with no other consideration in them that they just sit there, you will have an agreement which is a reality and it has solidity. But now if you have a perfect duplicate, you have fallen into the definition of affinity. All right, affinity is a very complex thing. That's the most complex thing we've got. As affinity and duplication, that is to say, consideration and duplication and communication enter in together one way or the other. We get every emotional state and everything else. Over there at the affinity corner, then, we list scales. All scales. The old chart of human evaluations is an affinity scale. We just call all scales, even though they contain sex and even though they contain effort and so forth, not only just emotion, we'll call those affinity scales.